Let's get the national angle, talk some Pac-12. And we know the season doesn't officially begin until we get our Phil Steele magazine. We got it last week. Our guest is on the scene, working to provide us all that terrific information. You can follow him on Twitter. The handle is at Castro's Kingdom. We welcome in Antonio Castro. Hey, really appreciate the time. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really, really good. I appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to talking some football.
Yeah, so a little background information, since it's the first time we've had a chance to chat with you. So where do you hail from, and how long have you been a part of Phil's Cracker Jack staff?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. This is my eighth year working with the magazine. I was part of, I did some media with in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I'm from. I'm from Cleveland, but I'm an Army brat, actually. So my father traveled all over the world. I actually was kind of raised all over, graduated high school in Germany, believe it or not, and been all over, but then settled right back in Cleveland, and I've been here for about the last 17 years or so, and we're still the last eight.
Awesome. Let's get to some Pac-12. Eye on the North. Oregon State first, who had an amazing run. They played for the conference title in 2008-2009. Then after 2012, started to slip. Mike Riley left for Nebraska. Gary Anderson took over. A terrible first year, better last year. And now they're talking bowl game. Antonio, how reasonable is that? What pops that makes you think, maybe the improvement continues in Corvallis?
Yeah, well, the reason why they're talking bowl is because, you know, this is Anderson's most experienced team, obviously, coming in this year in his third season. I mean, they were vastly inexperienced in his first year when they went 2-10. And then, you know, a little bit more, they jumped up last year and then improved to 4-8. And then this year they've got their most experienced team by far under Gary Anderson. So, and that's most of the time in their third year is whenever the head coaches usually hit their stride. The players know the coach know the players. They know the strengths and weaknesses a little bit more, and you usually see teams improve quite immensely in their third year in the system. The problem with Oregon State, though, despite having the best team that they're going to have since Gary Anderson has been there, is the schedule just doesn't do them any favors, unfortunately, and that's part of the reason why they didn't make our most improved team list, which is teams that failed to make a bowl game and have a chance, or we think could make one the following season. They got left off of that, not because they're not talented enough. They're definitely better than they have been the last couple of years, but it's just the schedule is just the killer with all those road games, and most of those winnable games, are going to be on the road.
Talking with Antonio Castro of Phil Steele's 2017 College Football Preview magazine. Let's get down here to Oregon off their worst season in a quarter century. They did a house cleaning. Willie Taggart, now the boss. So was last year an aberration, the start of a rough period for Duck football? What's the read on what we could expect for this team in 2017?
I like the direction that Oregon went and took hiring Willie Taggart. This is a guy I've been following, obviously, since he was in the Pac-12 there under Coach Harbaugh when he was at Stanford, and then, you know, made his own route at Western Kentucky, becoming the head coach there, and he really turned that program around, and that was really when I started to follow Willie Taggart, because I really liked what he did there in Bowling Green, Kentucky, down there. And then, you know, he takes the job. He's from the Tampa area. He goes over to USF, has a rough first year, but then, you know, at USF, it kind of what really stood out to me as far as with Willie Taggart is, you know, he ran a pro-style offense, obviously, you know, with Stanford and at Western Kentucky, coming from the Harbaugh family tree, and, you know, they run that power football game. And then at USF, he started the same similar type of offense there, and then he went over to more of a spread attack and really translated well. I mean, he had just superior production out of his offense in his final season at USF last year. Now he comes over to Oregon, running a similar type of offense that they were used to, obviously under, that Chip Kelly kind of perfected there, and Helfrich tried to keep it going, but unfortunately couldn't for Duck fans. But I believe he got a really great hire in Willie Taggart. I really like what he's been able to do and accomplish in his career, and I think he's one of the young up-and-coming head coaches in college football. We all do it at Phil Steele Publications.
One of the programs who kind of rose from the ashes in the late 2000s, presence and establish itself as one of the best here and nationally, making that transition from Harbaugh to David Shaw. Obviously, Stanford won 10 games again last year. You know, they've got to go to Troy to face USC, Notre Dame to end the year. McCaffrey's gone. Not really sure who starts at quarterback. How do you see this year shaping up in Palo Alto?
Well, you know, every time you tend to doubt Stanford and you know, they just kind of overproduce all the time. I mean, David Shaw has proven that he is one of the superior coaches, not only in the Pac-12, but also in the entire country. I mean, he's the guy that gets NFL phone calls after every offseason, continues to turn them down. I guess him and his family, and you know, really like, you know, that big Palo Alto there and being on the West Coast, who could blame him? I mean, you know, he's got that program competing year in and year out, and despite having, you know, that inexperience that you mentioned there, you know, with who knows who's going to be the quarterback. Is it going to be Chris? Is it going to be a, you know, a young kid like KJ Costello? Ryan Burns is there. Obviously, he's a senior, but, you know, Chris is a returning starter. He started the last six games, 10-2 ratio, not too shabby. And, you know, Stanford has a lot of guys coming back on that team, 8 starters on offense, 8 starters on defense. So this is a very, very, when we talk about Oregon State and said that they were an experienced team, Stanford is also an experienced team with a head coach, you know, an experienced head coach that runs his system, and you're going to look for Stanford. They're going to compete all the way for that North title. It could come down to that game against Washington towards the end of the year, the middle of November, in determining who actually wins that North Division.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to circle November 10th for sure. You mentioned Washington. I'm old enough to have grown up in the 70s and 80s, and we used to joke the Pac-10 was really the Pac-3. Seemed like USC, UCLA, or the Huskies won it. Then they fell on some hard times. Lo and behold, they hired Chris Peterson, season 3. They made it to the college football playoffs. They don't play USC. They do bring back that backfield. What do you guys expect to see from UW this year?
We expect them to be right back in that Pac-12 championship game this year. You know, you got a team, Chris Peterson, just like doing a wonderful, wonderful job. And I tell you what, college football overall is better when you have the Washington Huskies back on the prominent level, you know, from the overall spirit of the game. But Peterson's done a great job. I mean, their offense is just loaded with Gaskin and Jake Browning. I mean, what can you say about a quarterback that had a 43-9 touchdown interception ratio, was a little banged up towards the end of the season, didn't end the year like he wanted to, look for him to bounce back and put up numbers as he was doing in the beginning of the year. And, yeah, they lose John Ross, but they got a guy in the backfield named Dante Pettis, who's pretty special as well, and we look for him to kind of pick up the slack between him and McClatcher. It's probably going to be both those guys are going to have to come up big to get the same similar type of production that John Ross did. But you're still talking about a pretty solid receiving core and you know, a defense led by the linebackers. I mean, Dean Victor, is just sensational. And he's coming back for his senior year, 6'3", 222 in the middle, just puts a hurting on people. And we think Washington is going to make it to the North Championship game. We do have them slip into USC for that Pac-12 title, however.
All right, we're talking with Antonio Castro of Phil Steele's 2017 Preview Magazine. Across the state, another program made a coaching change, kind of altered their fortunes. Mike Leach, Washington State, when he took over, that program was a car wreck. Seems like maybe they're going to find some balance in the air raid. They get Luke Falk back. Their defense has improved each year under Alex Grinch. What do you think about them? Are they a force in the division? What are the prospects for the Cougars?
Yeah, you know what? They are another team similar to Oregon State where, you know, they've got a lot of guys coming back. They're vastly experienced. They're actually our second most experienced team in the Pac-12. We rate them as the number 16 most experienced team in the country overall, returning 44 lettermen, 16 starters, including 7 on offense, as you mentioned, quarterback Luke Falk coming back. I mean, you talk about a loaded conference at quarterback when you got a guy in Luke Falk who can throw for nearly 4,500 yards, almost 40 touchdowns, and still be like third on the all-conference team behind Darnold and Jake Browning. So what a surplus of quarterback talent in that conference. But you know what? I mean, Washington State, yeah, they took a big leap in defense in 2015. They held that that defense in last year in 2016. This year they have 9 starters back on defense. Their top 2 tacklers, just absolutely loaded on that side of the ball. We do think that they're going to allow a career low under Mike Leach or a school low under Mike Leach in total yards per game allowed. Look out. They might average just under allowing 400 yards a game, which would be big for the Cougars. But, you know, a part of their problem is the same as Oregon State. They have a killer schedule in the Pac-12 with road games at Oregon and Utah and Washington to end the season especially. I mean, they start off pretty good with home games to open up the year, provided they can get by that FCS matchup that seems they kind of slip up on. But their end of the season starting in October is just brutal with road games throughout both October and November.
Yeah, and their home game in November happens to be Stanford. A couple of final thoughts. Cal, many years ago, Jeff Tedford left here, took that program over, and just never got there. You know, they talked about facilities, not a big football fan base. They hired Sonny Dykes, and his high octane offense was entertaining, but kind of fizzled out. So now it's up to Justin Wilcox, his first head coaching gig, and they have a lot of questions. You know, who's going to play quarterback, struggles on defense. What's reasonable to expect year one under Wilcox down at Berkeley?
You know, this is definitely a rebuild. I mean, Cal, they wanted to go in a way, in a total opposite way. They wanted to go defense because, let's face it, I mean, when you're giving up 42, almost 43 points per game, you're not going to do very, very well winning many games. And that's been the status quo for Cal in recent years is that defense. So what they do, they get Justin Wilcox. Oh, he was familiar with USC, their former DC there, and did a great job at Wisconsin the last couple of years with that defense. And you know, is you know, coming back here, and that defense will be improved this season. Will it be improved enough, though, not to compete in the division? I mean, Cal is probably the 12th team out of 12 teams in the Pac-12, top to bottom this year. And once Wilcox, we like the hire. We do think that Cal will be an uptick team in the next couple years under Wilcox. It's just that first year with all new coordinators. Players learn, you know, adjusting to a brand new system. It's going to be a little tough out in Berkeley this fall for Golden Bear fans.
All right, let's wrap. Let's look way down the road. The fourth college football playoff. We've seen Alabama and Clemson trade title game wins against each other the last two. So after crunching all those numbers, all that research, all that analysis, who do you see vying for and winning all the marbles in Atlanta on January 8th?
I know it's not the sexy pick or anything like that, and I mean, but and I know it's going to be kind of boring, but we do have Ohio State playing Alabama in the national championship game this year in a rematch to the first ever college football playoff. Of course, Ohio State got the best of Alabama back then, but we feel that Alabama is going to exact their revenge and win the national championship this year. You're talking about a team that is just absolutely loaded on both sides of the ball still, you know, despite all the players that they continue to lose down there. It doesn't matter. They just reload, and they've got a starting quarterback coming back for the first time in a few years, and Alabama and Ohio State are the two most talented teams this year, the two best teams, and, you know, providing anything crazy, any serious injury to both those teams, that should be the national championship game, and it should be a classic.
All right. Well, that sounds like, I mean, they sometimes concern themselves with TV ratings. Those two hook up. That ain't going to be a problem. Hey, Antonio, it's great to get to meet you, a chance to catch up. We appreciate you coming on the show, part of Phil Steele's fantastic college football preview magazine. You could follow him on Twitter at Castro's Kingdom. Thanks so much for your time, and you have a great season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy.